Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said to him, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Boyle Heights, East Los Angeles, with us tonight to talk a little bit about Together in Mission. But before we hear from Father John, I'm going to invite you to turn your attention to the screen, and we're going to see a short video about Together in Mission with some words from our Archbishop, Archbishop Gomez.
We care for those who need a helping hand.
We teach those who will build the future.
We serve those who have served us.
And because of you, we do this together in peace.
In the Archdiocese of Los Angeles,
we do things together.
We preach to the nations.
We celebrate the beautiful.
We welcome the smallest among us.
Because of you, we do this together in love.
In the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, we do things together.
We learn where we come from.
We learn where we're going.
We learn who we are.
And because of you, we do this
together.
Jesus calls us to love one another and to share God's loving mercy with those most in need. We share God's love in the choices we make to build and strengthen our communities. I thank each and every one of you who have made a gift to Together in Mission. You have made an incredible difference in the lives of so many here in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. This is the 25th anniversary of Together in Mission. I invite each family in the Archdiocese to make a true commitment to the appeal. If every Catholic makes a commitment to donate to Together in Mission, we will make a real impact in sharing Christ's love with those who need it most. Together, we can make a difference. Make your commitment today. May God bless you and your families.
Monsignor John Moretta, suffering from a little cold. This is not my natural voice. but I am the pastor for 34 years at Resurrection Church in Boyle Heights. And how I've been there for all those years, that's another story, but that's not for today. Several months ago, Cambria asked me to give this talk on Together in Mission because my parish and school are one of the ones that are recipients of Together in Mission. And neither of us knew that 17 days before this talk, our church was going to be attacked and burned. I'm one of the 8 churches that a young man decided he had a mission from God, and the mission from God was that he was to destroy statues and churches. And so that on the morning of the 23rd of January at 1:30, he threw fire into our church and began to burn the vestibule, all the entryway to the church, some priceless pieces of art that were donated to us over the years. You saw the Carmelite sisters there. I don't know if you can turn off your there's an echo here. If you turn off your mic, there's echo. You have an echo, don't you? Let's see if that's a difference. But on the morning of at 1:30, he went into our. He didn't go into the church, but he threw fire into the church, and he destroyed these priceless goods. You saw here the picture of the Carmelite sisters over here in Alhambra. And if you've ever visited over there, or you visited their house over at Santa Teresita, they're beautiful artworks that were hand-carved by Rudy Vargas. He was a master wood carver. And he happened to be from Boyle Heights also. And just 2 years ago, one of the local funeral directors was retiring. He was closing down business. And he donated to us a statue that of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, hand-carved out of wood, which his family told us was valued at $40,000. It was a magnificent piece of work, and it was totally into ashes with some other statues and other artworks. The destruction is valued at some $500,000. Substantial damage just even from the smoke. I never realized that the smoke could be detrimental to a building. The same night that he broke into our church, he went to our neighboring parish, Our Lady of Victory, and he broke the windows, threw fire into the building, and that fire, though, for lucky for them, it just fizzled, it did nothing. And but he did tear down some statues of Our Lady Guadalupe and Juan Diego, and so he was successful at our place. Now, you may have read about him here in Pasadena. This is the man that attacked the Church of Queen of Angels, the Episcopal Church here in Pasadena. And he, at that time, we were the 8th church that he had attacked. But he was an equal opportunity attacker because he did 50% Catholic, and 50% of them, I think, were non-Catholic. And thank God he was captured that very night from the evidence they got from the videos and cameras at the different places that he was at. He was finally caught that night trying to torch another church. So within 12 hours, he had tried to destroy 3 churches. I think this tragic destruction of property is something that has deeply affected my community. I know that it affected me. I could not talk for several days. I just cried. I could not talk about it. The Archbishop came to the church, and it's very difficult to talk about it. It's like we call it our mother church. Well, our mother church was violated, and that's how you feel about it. It's very, very sad. So I thought that I would write down something, and I'd have my associate, Father Parker Sandoval, read it to the people on Sunday. And unfortunately, he missed all the fun because he was on vacation. But when he came back on Friday night, before he saw the destruction of the church, before he got inside the church, he came upstairs and he was already crying. So much for my help. This is the guy who was supposed to help me out. He'd be my strength. An experience like this does have its side effects. Now, I think one of the biggest things happened is I saw people that I thought were already dead. I saw them, I said, oh my God, I thought this guy, I've never seen him in church anymore. I thought he died. But the day after the fire, some 80 people spontaneously came into the church and started cleaning up things. And it was a beautiful, beautiful source of unity and a source of pride among the people. And we set up for Mass outside and set up tents. Many parish groups and neighboring parishes have offered us help. The Women of Dolores Mission, as you know, you've been very dear and very special to Dolores Mission. Over the years, the women asked permission to have a breakfast, and the food was to go to, not the, the money was to go for the sale of the food to our parish. They made a profit of $800. Now, for Dolores Mission, that's like $8,000 from some other parish. I was very, very grateful for that. But your own parish here, for example, has given us some $20,000, for which I'm deeply grateful. I think that deserves an applause. I wish you would applaud yourself. This money was the money set aside from last year's Together in Mission campaign to use for needy causes. And Gambria called me and said they wanted to give this to our church, and I'm very grateful. Today I come to you as a human face for Together in Mission. Now the human face has got a lot of wrinkles in here. It's old face, but it's a very true face. I experienced the needs, the lack of funds, the lack of ability to pay your bills, the poverty. And this fund is set aside especially for those parishes that have that problem. And it is a sharing, it is working together as one archdiocese. It's not just a diocese of the wealthy or the poor, but it's one body of Christ. And so the money goes for this year, some 80 parishes and 63 schools, as our Archbishop said. And it's a matter of survival. It's for us to survive. Now, we have parishes in the east side. I happen to be the dean of, we have 23 parishes on the east side. Enclosed East LA, Boyle Heights, Lincoln Heights, El Sereno, all those areas, all the place south of you. And the income of some of those parishes is like $2,300 a Sunday, $3,500 a Sunday. How can you can maintain the services of the for the community? How can you maintain a parish staff? How can you pay your bills with that? Just the insurance, the health insurance, the liability insurance, the car insurance eats up all that money. Myself, we have as bare bones a staff as you can have. I have an associate pastor. I have a secretary, I have a part-time cook, and I have a janitor, a maintenance man that we share with the school, and we have a director of religious education. That's it. That's it. And that's a bone. That's bones. A very, very slimmed down opportunity of services that we can offer to the people. I'm here to tell you that this fantastic plan that was inaugurated 25 years ago this year is something that is our lifeline. It's not an exaggeration. You know, you hear of other dioceses where they close schools, they close parishes, and our archbishops have been committed towards maintaining our schools, maintaining our parishes, and we're looking towards the future. In my case, my school is 248 students, and I'm very proud of our school. We have one of the windows back there is in honor of Saint Anne, Mother Ann Seton, and we have a program called the Seton Blended Learning School, where there are three or four of the schools here that have adopted this form of education. Something like the KIPP school, the charter schools, is a very famous form of education, and we're one of the schools that have that. The difference between the KIPP schools, the charter schools, is that there's no Jesus in those schools. You may find some kid in those schools that's called Jesus, but you're not going to find Jesus, and your children will not be educated about Jesus in those schools. but we do that. But how can you ask families? 95% of my people are the school children. 95% of them are families that are poverty level by federal standards. In order to be at that level, we had to prove, you have to prove that you are worthy of food, the food program, the breakfast and the lunch. You just don't say, I'm poor. You have to prove it with your IRS papers and all these things. And so 95% of the kids that go to our school are at poverty levels. How can you ask them to pay $200, $300, $500 a month for tuition when they don't have enough money for beans to put on the table? It's very, very difficult. In addition to our school, we have a successful food drive. You'll see a picture of these things in a few moments. Our program provides food for 125 people every day, Monday through Friday. And we've become like a matrix for other parishes and other nonprofits that come in and feed people. And so they come to us and they fill up their trucks and take it off because we have a walk-in refrigerator and we have the facilities to handle that. I know that all these things are an easy sell for you to understand because you've been so generous in the past with the Together in Mission. So Cambria will explain to you how to participate in this, but I do not wish what took place in our parish on anyone or any parish, but I want you to know that a sense of identity with the church, a sense of ownership of the church, a sense of protection of the church, a sense of pride in the church, all these things are taking place right now in my parish, and all those things are priceless. They're priceless. From the ashes we will build an even more beautiful church. I told my people that a building is a small C. That's the building, a small C. But the capital C is Christ. That is the body of Christ. That is the people united with Christ, the mystical body of Christ. And you cannot destroy that. You cannot destroy it. They can persecute it, but you cannot destroy it. And so again, I want to thank Cambria and her staff and all the people here at the parish that have been very generous to us today and very kind to give me this opportunity to share with you some of these thoughts about the Together in Mission. Now, they're going to show you some slides or some pictures that they asked me to share with you. I think the first thing you're going to see, there are some school children. Is that what you see now? Are there school children? Not yet? Is it just a white cow there in a snowstorm? Now it's there. You see the school children, and we make such sacrifices for them because they're our future, folks. And secondly, you'll see pictures of our food program there. We don't ask where people's needs or where they're from or anything. We just presume if they stand in the rain for food that they're hungry and we give them food. That's what convinced me years ago of the need for this program. And finally, you see some of the destruction of the church there. Very sad pictures. So again, I want to thank you for this pleasure, chance to share this with you. It's been a pleasure to be with you for this Sunday. May God bless all of you. Thank you very much.
I want to say a really big thank you to Father John for being with us tonight. When I heard about what had happened at Resurrection, I called over and spoke to Father John, and I said, you don't have to come to Holy Family this weekend. Don't worry about it. But he was very gracious and very committed about coming. He says, you've got so much on your plate now, and he insisted on coming. So he's been with us all day and last night as well, with a cold. So he's really wonderful. And so I know that you'll join me in continuing to pray for Resurrection, for Father John, for his parish and parishioners as they rebuild the small sea from the ashes, strengthening the large sea of the church. We know that they will rise even stronger than they were before. So we're grateful to Father John. So my job now is to encourage each one of us here, all of each family, each household here, to participate in Together in Mission. As Archbishop Gomez said, this is our 20th 25th anniversary, and what a wonderful way to recognize the importance of Together in Mission, to recognize our solidarity in one body, in the one body of Jesus Christ, if each person, each family, gave at least something, however small or however large, to support Together in Mission. Some of you might already have sent in your pledges or donations, or perhaps you brought the envelopes with you today, in which case, thank you very much for your generosity. But if you haven't yet had a chance to make a pledge or a donation to Together in Mission, then I'm going to invite you, or one member of each household, to take out one of the envelopes in the pew holders in front of you. And I think our ushers have additional envelopes and pens. If you need them, you can just wave your hands at the ushers, and they're coming down the aisle now. Our goal this year is $128,000. So I have every confidence that we're going to reach that goal because I know how generous this community of faith is. If you open up the envelope, you'll see the pledge card inside the flap of the envelope. At the very top of the envelope, of the pledge card rather, you'll see it asks if you've been a donor to Together in Mission before. So you can check that box if you have been. Don't worry about whether or not you know your Together in Mission ID. Who knows their Together in Mission ID? So I certainly don't. But I would ask that even if you've given to Together in Mission before, you complete all of the contact information, your name, your address, your city, zip code, email, and telephone number. That would be very helpful. And again, you can feel free to give any amount, even if you can only afford a dollar. Put that dollar in there and fill out your name and address, and you are a donor to Together in Mission. And that takes us one step closer to having all 5,200 of our households participating in this year's Together in Mission. You have a number of different ways in which you can make your commitment to Together in Mission. If you wish to give your entire donation today, by cash, credit card, or by check, you can do that. And you can certainly place the cash or credit card directly into the envelope. You can also pledge your donation to Together in Mission over 5 months, and that's what we've always typically had open to us. You can pledge over 5 months. But this year, for the first time, Together in Mission is allowing us to pledge over 10 months. Which might mean that you can give a slightly higher donation, but spread it out over 10 months, which makes it affordable for your household budget. So I would encourage you to think about that option. You can make a deposit today towards your pledge or not. So if you're going to be pledging over the next 5 or 10 months, you do not have to make a deposit today at all. Together in Mission will either bill you through your credit card or send you a reminder through the mail if you're going to pay by check. You have another option as well. If you're not ready to make a commitment today to Together in Mission, you can also go online to Holy Family's website and make a donation there, as well as to the Together in Mission website on the Archdiocese of Los Angeles website. Once you've completed the pledge form, I would encourage you again to put any cash, or if you're writing a check today, to put that inside the envelope and then seal the envelope and then hang on to it, because we're not going to collect them now, but you're going to have the chance to drop it in the offertory basket at the regular offertory time. So all that remains for me to say is to say thank you again. Thank you from the bottom of my heart on behalf of the 80 parishes and 63 schools that depend on the generosity of parishes like Holy Family to keep their doors open. You do make a difference far greater than you'll ever know. Regardless of your donation, it all counts and it all matters. So as the Archbishop said, we do things together in this archdiocese. We're one body of Christ, and we especially do things together in love. So thank you so much, and God bless you.